Beekeepers across the state are right in the middle of harvest, and despite a cooler spring this year, the honey crop is looking promising. I'm Allison Lund for the Midwest Farm Report. This is the word from James Hillmeyer, co-owner of LB Works and a director of the Wisconsin Honey Producers Association. He shares more about this year's honey harvest, but first starts by detailing honey production in the state.
Wisconsin has a very long history with the honeybee. It's actually our state insect, and Wisconsin's been producing not exactly the same volume as our neighboring states like the Dakotas or Minnesota or even Texas or California in recent years. But we produce some award-winning, great-tasting honey here in the state of Wisconsin. The average production per hive in the last couple years has been about 60 pounds overall. And we estimate that there's about 60, probably 70,000 annually producing hives that are owned and operated by Wisconsinites here in the state, ranging from backyard hobbyists that have one to two hives up to commercial or full-time beekeepers with several thousand hives in the state. And if you believe it, we've got beekeepers all the way in northern Wisconsin down to Milwaukee, Madison, east coast, west coast of Wisconsin, and north and south, and everywhere in between.
So these producers are really everywhere, it sounds like. And focusing on this year, how has honey production looked?
So the spring was a pretty long and extended cold snap. If people remember back to the March and April period, we had a lot of cold weather, and it seemed like winter just wouldn't let go this year. So it was kind of a struggle for beekeepers to get their spring work done. Most bees, like other states, leave the state of Wisconsin in the winter time and go to their wintering locations. Winter is pretty hard on bees in the state. And when they came back, beekeepers were really rushed to try to get their spring preparations done. But early reports that are coming in have shown kind of a promising honey crop this year. July and June estimates were better than last year. So we don't really have an actual pound estimate or how people's crops are looking at this point. It's really just word of mouth beekeepers talking to each other. And a lot of beekeepers are saying that they're seeing more honey in the hives and more honey coming into their harvesting locations than in last year.
So I know that you mentioned the long, drawn-out winter into spring transition had an effect. Are there any other challenges that beekeepers faced in the state this year?
Yeah, we've had some issues with bears across the state of Wisconsin. Every year, it seems, the last couple years, beekeepers have been trying to keep bears out of their bee yards in the spring. Typically, you know, when the bears wake up, they're looking for some food, and bees seem to be kind of an easy target for them. A lot of beekeepers actually have bear fences around their bee yards to keep bears out, but it's getting harder and harder to keep bears out of the bees until they find some other things to start working on. And the weather, up and down weather this spring was a challenge for beekeepers, but they were able to kind of pull it together and get their work done. The hard part about beekeeping is, with other, you know, agriculture such as farming, is the calendar keeps marching on even if you've gotten your work done or not. So it's really hard to try to catch up when you're facing, you know, rainy weather or cold weather. The bees still have to get their service work done before they're ready to produce some honey in the summertime.
Do you find that you've been constantly running to keep caught up this summer?
Yeah, actually, there's a saying in beekeeping. There's just not enough hours in the day, especially in the spring, summer, and fall. So we kind of go through the same type of time constraints as other farms, where you rush to stay ahead, and then you get ahead, and you get a little bit of a downtime, and then all of a sudden you go from maintenance mode back into heavy work periods. I know commercial beekeepers such as myself right now, some of us are running 15 to 16 hour days to keep ahead of the calendar. We've been moving bees into contracts and out of contracts for the cranberry production, which ended last month. And now we're trying to get our honey harvest in for the summer. So some of us are facing day work and night work, which makes it a very challenging time of the year.
And are you in the midst of harvest right now, or where are you on that timeline?
So a lot of producers start harvesting probably mid-July, I would say, would probably be a good average. And that goes all the way through August and sometimes into the second week of September. For honeybees, you want to get your honey off around that timeline to start doing their winter prep. You've got to do a significant amount of work to get the bees ready to winter. So after the second week of September, once again, you start running into weather challenges and trying to stay ahead of things. And then by that time, you're really kind of missing the window on how to keep your bees healthy for the wintertime period. So I would say right now we're probably smack dab right in the middle of honey processing for almost all of the state of Wisconsin.
And you brought me into my next question, which is after harvest is complete, what do you do to get the bees ready for winter?
Here in Wisconsin, we have late pollen flows, and we're very lucky in that regard. Bees are like most creatures out there. They need food sources. So they're still out there gathering pollen and a little bit of nectar even after the major bulk of the honey crop has come in. So what they're doing is the hive is transitioning from the summertime period and getting ready for the winter, obviously when there's really no production going on. So as beekeepers, what they're doing is we're removing the excess honey from the hive but leaving enough food source for them, checking to make sure they've got enough food for the wintertime, giving them any medications that we might need to be giving them for the diseases and pests that they're facing. And for some of the industry, we're getting ready to ship to the bees out of state to their wintering locations. A lot of beekeepers head out to almonds in California to pollinate that crop in February.
So the bees are doing a lot of traveling back and forth then throughout the seasons.
Yeah, actually, what's called migratory beekeeping is pretty prevalent these days. It's just very hard to keep bees alive during the wintertime. Historically, beekeepers would be able to wrap their hives up for the winter and then come back in the spring and face maybe 10% loss. Now, the industry is seeing 30 to 40% loss annually, and a lot of that is due to the pests and pathogens we're facing today. So many beekeepers who are full-time beekeepers and also sideliner or hobbyist beekeepers are starting to send their bees out of the state, down to Texas, over to California, to states like Florida, where the wintertime is not so harsh on the bees, so we can try to keep them going throughout the year and then bring them back to Wisconsin prepped and ready for the season.
Now, I know that cold weather poses some challenges, but what about hot weather? How do the bees fare throughout the summer when we have different heat waves?
So I was told that many years ago that bees are like people. So when it gets real hot out, you know, they can get a little grumpy just like people. And what you'll see them do is they'll fly out and grab some water, bring that back to the hive and fan their wings evaporate that water. That's their version of air conditioning. And many people will see bees outside of their hives on really hot days. It's called bearding. You'll see a couple hundred bees sitting outside the hive and fanning their wings. And it's like people living in a house. When it gets too hot in the house, we kind of, you know, head outside to the lake or something like that. So they're kind of like us. They get uncomfortable at times, but 80s is pretty perfect. You start getting into the 90s and above, it gets a little too hot. The flowers start shutting down and not producing pollen and nectar as well in those heat ranges. And then the bees kind of, you know, just keep looking for stuff to work.
Is there anything that beekeepers can do to help combat the effects of the heat?
Yeah, actually, most beekeepers, after years of trials, they start picking out spots that are nice for the bees, you know, some that have a little bit of shade, maybe towards the evening hours. We put water dishes out in the bee yards. Where we place our bees are called permanent locations, and some of our landowners help us out by putting water out for the bees and things like that.
Well, James, it sounds like production is looking great this year, and like most years, everything's coming at beekeepers fast and maybe quicker than everyone's expecting. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about production this year or just beekeeping in general?
What's interesting is beekeeping has gotten very trendy. Back before World War II, you know, everybody had a hive in their backyard and everybody had a bee story because that's where everyone got their sugar base from. And it's really nice to be seeing beekeeping really catch on, especially for people in urban areas or around cities to start putting a hive or two in their backyard and kind of joining the fun that is beekeeping. And then they get the sweet reward of the honey out of it. So that's really encouraging to see, especially with a lot of people more concerned about getting their food from a more local source and stuff like that. And Wisconsin, we've got a lot of pride in our honey industry. We're among the top in the nation for good quality honey, and it's a source of pride for us Wisconsinites here.
James Hillmeyer, co-owner of LB Works and a director of the Wisconsin Honey Producers Association, sharing more about honey production this year and what beekeeping looks like in the state. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Allison Lund.